You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It's hour number three, and something egregious just happened in the studio. I'll tell you about it first.
And on July 2nd, go ahead and hand it to them. It's over. It's done. Barring injury, it is over. Hand them the Larry O. They won it on July 2nd.
Ian Fitzsimmons on Freddie and Fitz on ESPN in the evening. Gus Kattengill, Brandon Ola East, Jordan the intern, presenting arguments either side both gentlemen have been doing. Is super teams a good thing for the NBA? Is it a bad thing for the NBA? Before we continue that and hear more from the sound, Brandon Ola East, what is that little red box that happens to be right in front of you right there?
That's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Little chicken minis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not promoting it, just saying it. You tend to live hungry. I don't know how.
Oh, yeah. I'm a grown boy. I got to eat.
You're about the width of this mic stand.
Yeah.
Yet, every time I see you're eating.
I got a high metabolism.
I don't understand how that works. I would love to know how that happens because that's not me.
I do my cardio.
Now, during the top of the hour break there, we're listening to the top of the hour Sports Center.
Yeah.
And I hear, that. It's a bag rattling. Goes, oh.
Yeah.
I forgot this. As Jordan the intern looks down from where you're sitting across from us. And Jordan, what did you pull out there?
Chicken biscuit minis.
Yep. What time is it right now?
What is it, 2:03?
2:03.
Yeah.
When did you happen to stop by over there down the street?
Probably 11.
11.
They're still good.
Yeah. He just happened to remember them now.
Hey, listen. Man's got to eat.
I'm just saying,
it would have been nice if you...
It would have been nice when they were nice and hot and, you know.
Oh, sorry. I maybe shouldn't have gave them to him at all.
Oh.
I mean, if you're going to complain about it, Gus.
Yeah, you're complaining, not me.
Hey, yeah.
Look, I got a smoothie, so, I mean, you know.
I offered them to you.
I got a homemade smoothie.
Yeah, your little kelp smoothie over there ain't doing much nothing.
You see this right here? Yeah. That doesn't come through a little mini thing.
You see this right here?
Yeah.
All fueled by chicken minis.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens over there. Sports Hangover continues, 800-998-1003. At ESPN Radio, and we're going to go through a lot of your responses as well. We've talked to Jake Madison. We've talked with David Grubb. Madison, Locked On Pels. Grubb, CrescentCitySports.com. We're talking about Rondo and Boogie Cousins. Look, a lot of people nationally freaked out yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it. For starters, Brian Windhorst on the air live on a special edition of Jump with Rachel Nichols and Cass. They're like, here it is. What just happened?
Wendy, I understand you're not putting all your chips in on the Lakers just yet. You're a smart man. I also want to add that Adrian Wojnarowski also reporting that Rajon Rondo has also agreed to join the Lakers as well, gentlemen. So making moves as we speak.
Wendy, no one will shoot on that team.
What are they doing?
No. Go ahead.
I will say this. LeBron
Windhorst can't even breathe.
This is the first time hearing about this. I'm reacting to this in real time.
I love it.
Thank you, Windhorst.
LeBron respects the hell out of Rajon Rondo. When LeBron talks about, you know, he talked in the finals about how you need to have intelligence to beat the Warriors. You can't just have good players, and you want to have competitors. And he was kind of implying that not everybody he played with was a competitor. Rajon Rondo is one of the smartest and most competitive players you can have. But if we've learned anything in the last 15 years of watching LeBron James play, you've got to have shooters on the court with him. The game with where it is, he has to have space. You have to stretch the floor. The best the Cavs ever were was when he had four shooters on the court with them. The Miami Heat pioneered small ball in ways that with Chris Bosh moving out, they've signed guys in the last 3 days. None of them can shoot. Now,
D-Wade couldn't shoot.
Yeah, but they pushed Chris Bosh out to the 3-point line and pushed Shane Betty out to the 3-point line and had Mario Chalmers out there. And that was 6-7 years ago. In this particular case, you know, D-Wade didn't work so well with the Cavs because he couldn't shoot. They were trying to figure out ways. They're beg, borrowing, and stealing, trading away first round picks to get shooting. Like, Lonzo Ball and Rondo, two guards who can't shoot, that's very difficult. Lance Stephenson, not a three-point shooter. Who's making the threes? Who's making the shots?
Oh, poor Windhorst. I mean, he's just like, you got to help the king. You got to help the king. Help him. Wow. Poor thing. That's what it is.
I, for one, love it.
Yeah,
I love seeing him freak out. Like, you know he's moving to L.A., right? It's got to happen.
Oh, I mean.
It's got to happen.
He'll be there. He'll have shades on, too.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody.
He'll be a next-door neighbor.
Boogie Cousins, Ryan Hollins of ESPN. He's an analyst.
I couldn't be more ecstatic for Boogie. And if there were questions about this guy wanting to win, questions about his character, he just cleaned it up because he left a lot of money on the table to do this. And I wondered why JaVale McGee walked so quick. JaVale McGee must have known there's something on the table.
Now, he said he left a lot of money on there. Several reports say that no substantial offer was ever made, including the Pels. Some people say the Pels offered 15 mil, and he wound up taking five. Now, 15 mil for a year with the team option, year two. We both talked about it in hour number one. This seems to me as Boogie giving the middle finger to the league. You're not going to give me the money that I want. No problem. I'll go win my ring. Then next year in free agency, I'll go get my money.
Which is going to be a little bit harder to do for him because, I mean, okay, more teams will have cap space, but the good teams won't. So, you got your ring now. I guess you're just going to go back to being the same old Boogie that's always just saying, I just want to cash in. You got to go back to Sacramento, get your money there or something like that. Like, I think if he continues to want to win, then you're not getting the money from Golden State.
This ring's not going to count.
Oh, boy. Okay, so yesterday we're going back and forth as Brian's just shaking his head. Jordan is he's ready to go. We'll continue the arguments. 800-998-1003. First off, update us, Jordan, the intern, on the poll at ESPN Radio NOLA. Is and are super teams good or bad for the league? That's the question I asked each of you to start the show. What question would you pose on social media? And you wanted this one. What's the percentage?
Bad, 90%. Good, 10%, and there's 207 votes.
Ooh, 207 votes, Brian and Ola East. What was the question you wanted to present to people?
Which is the NBA any different now than it has been?
Mm-hmm. Well, Horace on Twitter says, this is bad. The East is irrelevant. There are two power teams and a third potential in the West. Then the rest. Who outside of California, Houston, wants to watch these matchups other than hoping that they lose? Lamar. At ESPN Radio NOLA. How do you forget about the dynasty that the Spurs built with Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan? All through the draft, I support Brian and Ola East.
My man.
Get with the program or get choke slammed.
Even use some wrestling terms.
The West Bank Houdat, this is bad. If you want to win and not a Warriors fan, but you can say it's good for the fact that we are talking about it. People are curious, so I can see where it can be a good thing. Interesting. Now, Turd Ferguson, that's his name on Twitter.
Is that a cousin of yours?
I think it's his burner, Gus's burner account.
It might be.
It's not. Although, before I got my latest doggy, I wanted to call him Turd Ferguson, and my wife said no.
Wow.
Are you serious?
You're really taking this Turd thing way too far.
No,
not a luchador. Not a luchador.
You know who that is, though, right? That's the character.
You.
On Saturday Night Live, Turd Ferguson.
Okay.
Look it up.
I will.
Hot take, he says. NBA needs a real salary cap. No more lawyer speak and luxury tax. No team should be able to buy championships at 400 mil with a salary cap that is 75% less. I love this sport, but I hate this league. Jordan?
Good.
I think you got to support that.
I think, thank you. Finally, someone with some intelligence is speaking out.
I feel attacked.
I still love you, Brian.
Oh, thank you, brother.
I don't agree with you on this topic.
It's okay. Many people don't. I do this all day.
So, again, both of you guys have been presenting the argument, right? You think it's good. It's always been this way as it's happened. You threw in the Lakers and the Celtics and all that. Being
it's
built a little
known.
Bit differently. I'll say this. I do think it makes it must-watch TV from this standpoint. You know what we all, I think, want and watch and enjoy as sports fans? What do we like about March Madness?
oh, it's the thrill of the hunt. We like seeing, can David possibly take down Goliath?
Like Cinderella.
Yeah.
We do. And then at the end of the day, we like watching the big names in the Final Four and
Correct.
Compete for a national championship, right?
Correct.
And every now and then, look at Butler. I was rooting for Butler.
Yes.
Right?
Loyola Chicago last year.
Absolutely. It's great. But you still had a blue blood for the most part.
Yeah. Okay. Same one.
College football, made that analogy a little bit ago, last hour, right? I mean, it's out of 129 schools in FBS, liturgy. I mean, like, literally. There's maybe six.
Yeah.
After they finish playing each other at some point, it's really five, four.
Maybe four.
Out of 129. Yet, they fuel, college football fuels the academics. I mean, the athletic departments for pretty much everyone.
They fuel their universities through football.
So, I mean, they have a great way of selling it to you.
Oh, yeah.
My Southern Misses. Yeah. The two lanes. I mean, again, Nichols and everybody else, they actually have playoffs.
Yeah.
So you can win. Like, Chase 4K said, you know, we had them all last week.
Yeah.
And I won a national championship.
They sell the bowl games as well.
They can do it. Exactly right. But in the FBS level, legitimately, seriously, like, how many teams right there? I mean, look, you can go lift your weights all you want. Georgia Southern ain't beating Bama.
No.
I'm just saying, the American Conference can pip it all they want. Power 6, put us in. Include us, P6. I got pins. I got everything. Great. You're not beating them.
No.
I'm just, okay, I get it. So, yet, man, I'm telling you, just in the American, again, I'm just talking because I do some Tulane every now and then. I'm like, dude, like four or five schools, brand new stadiums, or redoing the heck out of them.
Yeah.
Putting in millions.
Tulane Stadium is very nice.
Tulane Stadium, 70 mil.
Yeah,
they want
very
their own
nice stadium.
I mean, I'm just, and we're not even talking about the basketball arenas.
No.
Just like the basketball stadium. Arena, Cincinnati. I mean, you got
UConn.
But I'm just saying, though, a ton of basketball facilities. Houston.
Yes.
Redoing their brand new. So, and again, in hoops, though, you got a shot. You got a shot. But I'm talking college football specific. Where are they getting that money? Football.
Yes. Football schools are basically funding your entire athletic.
What
football.
Do you do in football? You go bowling.
Yes.
You go bowling, you get paid, and you do it. That's how you fund all these other things. That's how you build academics. Tulane's trying to build a brand new, you know, athletic facility. A couple multi-story next to the right, in between the baseball and football stadium right there.
Yeah.
Need funds. How do you do that? Go bowling a couple of years.
Yeah.
That money will come in. So, yet, in reality, Jordan, there's not that many teams that can win the national football the college football national championship. Yet, we get so excited about it every year. It still happens. So, can the NBA have super teams where, hey, it's the Warriors, Rockets, they got a shot, although they lost some pieces.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm throwing in Boston. Boston, I think with Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, with what they had last year, why can't they compete, right? I mean, why can't they? So let's say three or four teams out of all the teams out of 30, so whatever percentage that is, which is really high, but still, and still be an enjoyable league to watch. Why do you think it's not good?
Well, you brought up the March Madness thing, and That's one game elimination. So that's different. The NBA, there's four games. The best team's going to win, so you're not going to have those upsets in the...
Very true. Pels did smoke Golden State one game.
It would have been two, if not for some, absolutely horrific officiating one of those games.
Okay.
But I think it's the idea of...
You got to beat them four times.
Yes, which is going to be difficult because the more talented teams will win. No question about that. So when Jordan says that, he's absolutely right. The thing is with Golden State, and we talked about it, in the break... What Miami did, what Golden State took it up a notch and did, and now what other teams have to do is, you now have to build your team to compete with the best team. How does Sean Payton always talk about he's going to build a team? Well, the first thing you do is you build your team to win the division, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest way to the playoffs.
Yep.
Then what? You build your team to beat the best team in the conference, because in order for you to get to that magical game, you got to go through them. And then what do? You build your team to beat the best team in the league, so you can then what? You will be the best team in the league. And now what does every other team want to do? They copy your formula. They copy your format. They want to see what you did, what worked.
Right.
Philadelphia right now use not one, not two, not three. 8 defensive linemen. Want to guess how many teams are going to be using 8 defensive linemen coming up soon?
What did Sean Payton say was their strongest position group of their team ever since the Payton era?
That'd be D-line, specifically D-N.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, that's exactly my point. So you build your team to beat the best, and that's exactly what every team in the NBA has to do now. You have to build your team to beat the best team in the league. If you can do it, great. If you can't, that's your fault. Because everybody likes to talk about the super team that Golden State had, but they mostly drafted those guys. You know another team that's quietly doing the same thing nobody talks about? The Milwaukee Bucks. Another team that could be potentially a super team. All they got to do is add a piece here or there, and all of a sudden, watch out.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it goes. But I think one thing that you definitely saw was some fans being emotional about it, right? About seeing different players move in different directions and where it can go and how should it be or not. But I think at the end of the day, because I think you can look at it from this perspective. So going into yesterday afternoon, right, you're sitting there going, hey, this is fantastic. Look at all the excitement. Look at all of this and look at all that, right?
Yeah.
You enjoy it.
That's me.
And then Rondo goes to the Lakers. Like, oh, this stinks. No. No, this can't happen. And then they get Julius Randle. That's fine. Look at that. Yeah, loading up. And then Boogie goes to war. No. No, this stinks.
That's not me.
Darn you, LeBron. You did this.
No, that was you, definitely.
That was not me.
Yeah, you blame LeBron for everything.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I might have texted that to
you. I will confirm with Brian on this one.
Yes, exactly. Teamwork.
So, it is interesting, though, when you look at it from all that perspective, that it's... Like I said, it's the Pels had to do what you just said. You either get in or you get off the pot.
Here's my closing argument to it. Everybody hates a super team until you have one.
Until you have one. Yeah. And what did we say about the Pels last year? You had a handful of
They were almost a super team. If Boogie doesn't get hurt, we're talking about Rondo,
all-star.
Championship player, all-star, AD,
all-star.
All-star. We're talking about Boogie, all-star, Drew Holiday, all-star. You had four.
You had four. I mean, Jordan.
Nobody sat there and said it's unfair.
He was an all-star.
No. Yeah, he was an all-star.
Yeah, Rondo's been an all-star.
Yeah.
He's also a champion.
Yeah, the Pels had four all-stars last year.
Was he elected to the, you know, the all-star game?
It wasn't last year, but yes, he's been an all-star player.
But he's been an all-star.
Wait, last year, he was elected to the all-stars last year, right? No?
No, not last year in his career.
Well, then he's not an all-star.
No. Whoa.
Drew Holiday wasn't selected last year.
So Rondo was an all-star with the Dallas Mavericks, is what you're saying.
No, with the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
So he wasn't elected as an all-star back then.
Yes, he was. He's been an all-star player. He's been an all-star player.
Yes.
Yes.
You could say he's an all-star player, but he wasn't on the all-star team.
So
how's he an all-star player?
So anybody who didn't make it before.
Because he's capable of being an all-star player. He's an all-star player.
If he was capable, he would have been on the all-star team.
Oh, my gosh.
No, your argument's falling apart now. you were there, and then all of a sudden, you're grasping at straws here,
but that's my point. The Pels did actually have that. Quick break. When we come back, Brian and Elise has been playing on a computer.
Well, I text Kyle Kuzma, and the first thing he texted me back was, go time, with an exclamation point. He was really excited. He liked their combination of youth and veterans. And when you think about veterans that they've added, obviously LeBron is the key. But the cream to this whole thing is Rajon Rondo, a veteran point guard who had a great season, great playoffs. I'm curious to how he and LeBron will be because both of them need the ball in their hands to be successful. But I think that was a fantastic signing that hurt the Pelicans a lot.
Mark Spears on the
Rajon Boogie Cousins scribe.
Why are you hating on Mark Spears?
Because the nonsense that he's been spewing since Boogie Cousins left is just absolutely absurd.
Like what?
Like, Boogie didn't get a single offer from any team.
No offer.
Really, Mark? You're going to put your journalistic credentials on the line just so you can be somebody's scribe and get an exclusive story next time?
Boogie says that.
Mark should know better. He's been in the business way too long to even promote that ridiculous propaganda.
So you don't believe that DeMarcus Cousins didn't get a single solitary offer from anybody, much less the Pelicans?
6'11", 270 pounds.
I'm asking you.
Did the Pelicans give him an offer? He was an all-star last year. The Pelicans gave him an offer. Was it an official offer? Once you know, no, it wasn't. It wasn't. Hey, Boogie, come on in and sit down.
It's not an offer.
Oh yeah, it is.
No, it's not an offer.
It's 2 months prior to. Hey, Boogie, listen.
No,
we're probably going to have about this much.
No, that's not an offer.
We need you to
come
in.
You know what an offer is? I got it right here, ready to go. Put ink to paper.
Oh, you mean like they did when they offered him $15 million?
Gus, did you see the HBO video of him committing to the Warriors or like saying that he's going to the Warriors?
The HBO video? What are you talking
about? There's a video of him.
I sent it to you.
Basically making a call.
He's like, I'm going to the Warriors.
On it. Why? How did HBO get it?
Because they're doing a documentary on the resurgence.
Yes. You know, Zero Doubt.
Oh, so wait a minute. So this was already planned before yesterday?
Yes.
No. He called it his chess move.
Yeah. Well, his agent was like, we're playing chess. Bomb. We're not playing checkers.
Again, which is why yesterday I said deuces.
Who said, you know, I kind of remember a guy.
No, you see, now you're trying to pat yourself on the back.
I am.
My point is, and it's what I said.
No, you said it after I said
I said, I'm not here to play daycare.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here to win.
Kind of like I said on Friday, he'd be gone.
Seriously, look, I'm not saying he's not a bad player because this is legit. This is true, right?
Yeah.
This is true. You have to replace a double-double.
And six assists.
You have to replace double-digit points and double-digit rebounds. That's a fact.
Correct.
That's a fact. So no one's taking that away because that is absolutely now gone.
Yes.
I thought it came with some stuff, though.
Oh, it came with a whole lot. A whole lot. So, I mean, I don't know. When I think about the Pelicans right now, I just feel like they're a much better off team building towards the future because you no longer have that albatross to worry about.
Are you a player away or are you not? That's what it boils down to.
Simple.
Right? I guess this is the audio of the phone call.
Yes.
Here it is. What is he doing? Why is he? Is that a sign? Why give me three fingers?
Throwing up the dubs?
He's throwing up the W's.
Oh, is that what that is?
But wait, he says something at the very end.
Oh, here we go. Is Boogie on the phone?
Yes. There. It's done. I bet. I'm a warrior.
Showtime Sports, by the way, so not HBO.
Oh, sorry. Exactly. Showtime, same thing.
Interesting that Showtime happened to be there for that, huh?
I guess it wasn't planned at all.
Bum.
You know, interesting that nobody gave him an offer, but he just happened to have some cameras around when he, you know, allegedly got the call. I'd be almost willing to bet nobody was even on the phone when he did that.
Let me tell you something. I absolutely think that he didn't get the offers that he wanted. So then he said, you know what? Fine. I'm going to go to the Warriors.
And that's fine, but don't try to sprinkle this on to where it's like the Pelicans said they didn't want me. No,
I'm 100% with you.
They didn't want you on that deal.
No, they didn't want you 5 years, 175.
Exactly.
And nobody did. Nobody offered that because guess what? While he's giving me the W with his fingers like he thought he was all cool and everything, somebody else would have offered him a couple extra years, a couple mil. He absolutely would have gone.
Of course.
What about the report that there was a sign and trade in the making with Portland? What happened there? I don't understand. Something about they have the same agent.
They have the same agent.
So what? Can't you not do it?
Yes, but I think it would have been a conflict of interest.
It would make it awkward.
Yeah, it would have conflict. They're trying to get, I believe it's Vujicic over there. They're trying to get him a max deal. Well, you can't give him a max deal if you got Boogie cutting into his salary. So therefore, you can't do it. So Boogie decided he was going to take his talents to, you know, Golden State, which is fine by me if that's what you want to do. Just don't give me this cockamamie idea that, you know, all of a sudden nobody wanted you.
Well, let me tell you what. The Anthony Davis picture of him wearing Cousins jersey.
Been
the
circulating
All-Star
all
game.
Over the place.
Again, a lot of people have been worried or were worried, how will AD take if Boogie don't get re-signed? Has anybody looked at his Twitter account? Anybody?
Oh, he's happy-go-lucky.
Mirotić did a couple of sad faces when Rondo's news was released.
Yes.
I'm trying to find. Jordan, go ahead. Just go ahead. You hear? Anybody? Feel free. Go ahead and look. Do you see a single Pell tweeting
that
anything
going,
about darn
crying?
Or
man.
No dude or I'm just
this is,
I,
know,
I'm
messed
being,
up.
I'm being honest, seriously. And not AD either. You haven't seen anything.
None.
It but, goes but, back but you to know, what you've been saying though.
I have heard
AD has known for a long time. You said it last week. If you don't think AD knows what each player wants,
You're out of your mind.
Then you're out of your mind.
But you know what I did see AD do? Actively recruit Julius Randle.
Bingo.
Do you know what? He went to school, by the way. Do you know where he went to college?
University of Kentucky.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Says a lot.
All right. So what did you see on Twitter earlier today?
Well, apparently Jimmy Butler ain't happy yet again.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
But it's not just the idea that he's unhappy with Andrew Wiggins, which was the first report that came out that he, you know, he doesn't really see eye to eye with Andrew Wiggins, lack of playing defense, only really wanting to jack up shots, not really wanting to get back. No, no.
Uh-huh.
This time it's not Andrew Wiggins.
No.
This time he's fed up with Karl Anthony Towns.
Oh.
No longer likes the idea that for whatever reason, Cat must have had his tongue because he went MIA during the playoffs push. And all of a sudden now Jimmy's like, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, I might not want to be in Minnesota. So apparently, being the good Samaritan that I am,
yeah,
I've decided to take some of the workload off of Dell.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, here we go. ESPN trade machine. And it seems like on the left you have the Pelicans, and on the right you got some team called the Minnesota Timberwolves.
That's right. And it's going to hurt a little bit. Pelicans fans, this is going to hurt a little bit.
Okay.
You're going to have to get rid of Nikola.
No,
you got to get rid of Miritich.
But I like Miritich.
Yes, you do. But you know what you're going to like more?
Huh.
Jimmy Butler.
Really?
Yes. Do you know who you have that can replace Miritich?
Hmm.
Julius Randle. It's going to hurt. A trade is supposed to hurt. It's going to hurt the Minnesota Timberwolves because they're going to lose Jimmy Butler. It's going to hurt the Pelicans because they're going to lose some outside shooting with Miritich. But if you get rid of Miritich, Alexi Ejensa, who you'd be trying to get rid of.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You add a first-round pick with it, which should be, if the Pelicans make the playoffs, where's that going to end up?
Yeah, like really up there.
Yeah.
Up there is. It won't be a lottery pick.
Exactly. Up there in like mid-20s.
Yeah.
So you get rid of those two, but you get Jimmy Butler. And do you know what that does to Anthony Davis? It sells him on, this team ain't going nowhere no time soon. Jrue Holiday, is he a defensive guy?
Yeah, he's good.
What's Jimmy Butler? He a defensive guy?
Yeah.
Can they both score?
Yeah, he can.
What about Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
And Julius Randle?
Yeah.
So it sounds like you got not one, not two.
Jordan.
Three. Wait, stars. What? One potential guy who's only 23 years old, by the way, that could develop into an all-star player. Mm-hmm. You just need a competent point guard who ain't going to trip over his feet.
Oh, no.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen.
So we have two MVPs.
Your starting point guard.
Yeah, but Jordan, nobody has two MVPs.
Exactly. Exactly. So who's going to compete against them?
Ed, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003. What you got for us?
Well, back on Boogie. Boogie just made the deal to make himself a role player. He will be nothing but a role player now. He'll set the bench. And he'll go in the fourth quarter, and he won't get the deal he wants next year, and he'll just be a role player the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. What else you got for us, Ed?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's all he's pretty much going to be at Golden State next year. Now, whether or not, and here's the thing, and I kind of alluded to this before, and when I say it, I want to make sure I clarify. I don't want Boogie Cousins to get hurt. I just know the likelihood of him getting hurt, especially for a guy's his size and what he's going to be asked to do, it's just very more likely that he will pop a Achilles again than it will he'll become an elite player again.
So you basically just didn't even, you just blew by over his hashtag where he said zero doubt because you got nothing but doubt.
Oh, I have zero doubt that he's going to fully recover.
Come on, stop it. That's not what he meant by zero doubt.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Did you ask him?
Yeah, well, he's been telling us zero doubt means there's zero doubt he's coming back. Not zero doubt he's going to get hurt again.
Oh, he'll come back. But what will he be when he comes back?
Like I say this. I don't think AD is sitting here going anything other than you don't want to be with me, don't be with me. I think people don't give AD enough credit where he thinks he can win it.
Oh, obviously he does because he's actively recruited Boogie Cousins,
mm-hmm.
Julius Randle,
yeah.
Rajon Rondo,
yeah.
And he was one of the key figures in what we heard that Jrue Holiday said, this is why I wanted to come back, because
exactly
AD.
Right. Yeah, really sounds like a guy that's trying to get out of town, doesn't it? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Tweeted this yesterday. Well, 14 hours ago, rather. Which wasn't yesterday, probably early this morning. Truth and nothing but the truth. Pelicans discussed, in all caps, numbers with Boogie and his reps. Brian, to your point. Cousins camp didn't like the numbers. Both sides agreed. Test free agency. Humbling experience for DeMarcus Cousins. Nola then pivoted to Randle. Pelicans wanted a sign-and-trade deal. Boogie and his camp walked. took the Golden State $5.3 million deal. He said a few minutes ago, three things an NBA source told him today. One, Pelicans hierarchy happy with Peyton and Randall and everyone mostly in a good place after a crazy day yesterday. Because, you ready? Got your listening ears on? Anthony Davis is happy with the players acquired so far. AD helped recruit Julius Randle to NOLA. Two, Pelicans unhappy with Mark Spears' ESPN reports and misrepresentation about Cousins' contract process. NOLA told Boogie what they planned on offering. DeMarcus insulted by the offer. No official contract because DeMarcus and his camp hunted for a better offer. Brian, you and I talked about this. The one thing that I feared, which also gave me more reason to go, you know what? If I got to worry about this, then I don't know if I want to give you money. Deuces, right?
Yes.
I said that number that you first throw out, because you're dealing with a emotional lack of maturity type player in a lot of instances.
Yes.
Right? Where doesn't understand business, his view of loyalty may be different than your, right? And I said it when he started these videos of loyalty matters and all this other stuff. I'm like, man, the Pels told them. Yeah. Pels told them what they were thinking, and he got offended. And I said on the air, the one thing that scares me is that he gets insulted by the offer and discounts anything you say from that point forward.
Which is exactly what looks like happened.
And that's it. Right. And then I said, if that's the type of player that you are, I don't need you around. Right or not, I get it. But to me, that's more worth than what you are. Am I wrong on that?
Not at all. I mean, you're spot on right now. It's the idea that you can't have a guy with that type of temperament and give him the money that he's going to need to financially secure himself for the rest of his life, pretty much. Not that he isn't already, but you can't invest that much in a guy like that because you never know what happens once you give him that money. We all know the Boogie Cousins that wanted a new contract. We don't know the Boogie Cousins that already was financially secure when he was in Sacramento. We don't know that guy. And apparently, now we're starting to see the Boogie Cousins they saw.
And here's the other thing. Again, in this day and age, man, where you got people just leaking or just putting stuff out there, the fact you haven't seen anything from AD, man, there's one thing I can take away from the last 48 hours is if you already didn't love Anthony Davis, Brian,
mm-hmm.
I really love Anthony Davis because guy doesn't chirp. Nothing out of his inner circle ever comes out. Have you ever read a tweet, a TMZ, a Hoops Hyper, anything from Anthony Davis's camp? I don't even know where he's living or working out half the time unless he posts something.
Right. I mean,
think about that. He's an MVP candidate, and it's not like LeBron, your guy has shown I will go on Instagram and attack a teammate.
Yeah.
Kevin Love. Right? I mean, James Harden forced his way out of OKC. For an MVP candidate to, you got nothing on this guy. This guy doesn't do anything to upset anything. If anything, he helped the darn team get a player that can help.
Again. Yes.
So I loved it. The number three thing that Fletcher was told, Pels officials also upset Cousins opted not to work with them. Several sign and trade deals were in the works. Boogie gets 12-17 and a starter role on a playoff team when healthy. NOLA wanted assets for him and for him to find a good situation. So the Pels said, fine, you don't want the money. Let us help you get money.
And we'll get a little something
back.
You
can be a starter, and you can be in a winning situation. They were trying to get him, apparently, by what Fletcher's saying, 12-17 a year. Remember, 15 mil is a number you've been seeing. So 12-17 a year, and we're going to put you in a winning situation and stuff, and Boogie said, I can do better. And he did it for $5 million to the Warriors. Again, this reeks of a emotionally charged, making your decisions with your heart rather than understanding what you were trying to do. And look, I can get why Dell Demps and him are a little ticked off because you gave us 65 games. We gave up some draft picks and we were all about you. And again, this team never said it didn't want you.
No,
but they have to be realistic and you didn't want to be that way. So look, I get both sides. I'm not blaming him. I've done the same thing. He's banking on himself that he can come back, get something, get a ring and then go get a contract next year. But That's why the whole point I'm going through all of this, Brian, is that's why I'm saying I don't think Anthony Davis wasted a single minute not sleeping last night is what I'm getting at.
No, because, again, I said this on Friday, I think AD kind of knew Boogie's temperament. He knows Boogie Cousins very well. And he already knew if the Pelicans, who I'm pretty sure, as you can see, he's been in every situation and what they're going to do financially. He already knew what they were going to offer. And if you know Boogie and you know what the Pelicans are going to offer, this is not anything new to you. You saw this coming. The situation is, I don't like the idea that Boogie balked at the sign and trade when you were going to get more money. And as a, you know, screw you to the Pels, he basically said, well, I don't want your help. I'll go take this 5.3 mil. I'll get a ring and haha, I'll laugh at you while I do it. That's petty. And it's not just petty. It's emotionally charged. It's almost like your ex dates your best friend.
Yeah.
That's the type of petty that it
that's
is.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You don't want to hang out with me? No problem. I'm going to date your ex.
Saw it from the Instagram post.
Yeah.
Right from that.
No,
and
right.
He's childish.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly right. Exactly right, Jordan. When you unfollow the team because somebody is saying that maybe you're better off. Dude, how strong are you, really?
Like,
really?
I don't want you if you're going to do that. Don't corrupt Anthony Davis while, I'm better off
again,
with that.
Again, as I said, if you didn't like AD already, I think you like him more now. Because you know what? AD showed us who he is. He didn't chirp.
No.
He didn't hear nothing.
He never does.
Nothing.
The dude signed his contract 1 minute after free agency last time.
He did.
He was in China.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't matter. Lee, thanks for giving us a call here. What you got on the Sports Hangover?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Lee.
Hey, sorry about that. I was distracted for a second. Guys, look, because like you, after I'm seeing all this, these whirlwind trades come down there, I'm like, okay, no Rondo, no Boogie. I started to panic a little bit. But when I heard that AD was instrumental in recruiting Julius Randle, I said, okay, AD's on board. That's all that matters. Because all I care about as a Pelicans fan, all I care about is how AD feels at this point. Because the bottom line, he's our centerpiece. He's our franchise. He is the Pelican. So I think in order for him to put a stamp on this team, this had to happen. Something like this had to happen in order for him to say, okay, this is my team. This is my city. I can win right here. Who's on board to come win with me? Okay, Julius Randle say, I am. Okay, he put his hand up. Pick me, AD. Pick me. So that, you know, from that point on, I'm going to roll with the guys who want to be here. God bless Rondo. God bless Boogie. Whatever. Go do what y'all do. But bottom line is, the Pelicans need a team around AD so they can win the championship.
No doubt. And Lee, more than anything,
we don't need a bunch of individuals.
Yeah.
We don't need a bunch of individuals. We need team players. So, I mean, that's just how I feel about it. I mean, that's my two cents.
Yeah. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
So you don't think Boogie was a team guy?
So, ESPN Booger McFarland?
Yeah.
He just tweets, amazing people complain about Cousins signing with Warriors and reports are no one wanted him. Then as soon as he signs, it's unfair. That's laughable, folks. If you wanted him, you could have made him an offer. Nothing unfair about it. Stop whining. Dude.
Please let me.
Again.
Please let me. You know what? I'll save it for Periscope.
Okay.
I'll save it for Periscope.
Give us a little tease.
If there's anybody who's ever been more overrated just for simply being the dude's name is Booger. That should let you know right there. His neurons aren't firing the way they're supposed to. Something, they're not connecting. They're not firing. You know, no, something is not going on in that boy's brain to where he can sit down and make that ridiculous statement, because anybody can just put the pieces together. You can always figure it out. Well, there was a sign and trade in place, meaning that there had to be some type of numbers discussed. Well, there was other teams that were involved. We're talking about the Atlanta Hawks who said they wanted them. The Brooklyn Nets said they wanted them. The Lakers said they wanted him. Yeah. The Trailblazers almost had a deal for him. And now you're talking about the Pelicans, who was the original team that already said, go find a deal. Booger. And I really, 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 really want to call you Booger. Stop being a goob. Open your mind and actually try to do some research instead of just flying off the cuff. You can get away with that on Thinking Out Loud for the SEC Network. But you cannot get away with that when you are an analyst and you're trying to put it on Twitter, because guess what we don't have on Twitter? A filter. I'll see you soon, big boy.
Oh, no. Let Brian TNR hit anything he tweets. I have nothing to do with it. Sports Hangover continues with our
close personal friend. Not B. Coleman. Another close personal friend of mine.
Where would that be?
Whatever Terrell Owens is.
University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. That is apparently where he will be giving his Hall of Fame speech. He said on Twitter, "I'm proud to be a Mock. I'm honored to share this experience with my family, friends, teammates, and fans at the place that provided me an opportunity beyond high school and where I truly began to find myself as an athlete. Thank you to everyone who has supported my celebration decision. I look forward to seeing y'all in Chattanooga. Get your popcorn ready." So there you go.
What a great guy.
He will be he'll be giving a speech at the McKenzie Arena. The event is free and open to the public. Starts at 3:17 p.m. That's when he will give
free. He ain't charging people to come party with him.
That's because no one's going.
Oh, there'll have plenty of people there. Packed house.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Why don't you go and cover it for us?
I'm already going to be there.
How about that?
I'm already going to be there.
Periscope it.
Watch me.
Live tweet.
Watch me.
Yep.
It's going to be me and T.O.
with popcorn.
Side by side. Sharing some, you know, Act Two butter lovers.
Whatever.
It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be me and my good friend.
You and your good buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy old pal.
Yeah.
All right. Fine.
We have a lot in common.
You got nothing in common, actually.
We both do sit-ups in the driveway.
No. I mean, you seriously, honestly, now you started this. Yeah. What do you have in common with Terrell Owens?
What do you mean? We do sit-ups in a driveway. Uh-huh. We both are elite athletes.
Okay. Yeah,
both elite. I mean, wait, you're acting like I'm not an elite athlete.
No.
I am a six-time Connect Four champion.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Respect my authority. Oh, don't worry. My Hall of Fame speech is coming.
Is it?
Yes.
For what, Connect Four?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. It's a competitive sport, Gus. It's a competitive sport.
Charles Barkley has chimed in.
Oh, good.
He says he would rather not win a ring than be on a super team. Does not like how the West Coast is shaping up right now. Charles Barkley says, "I would rather not win than be on a super team. It doesn't matter what options you are. Sports are about competition. It's about competition. Like, I admire Patrick Ewing for trying to bring a championship to New York. I admire Reggie Miller for trying to bring a championship. I admire Michael Jordan for not leaving when they got beat by the Pistons every year. He didn't pack up and say, let me play with Magic or Larry. There's something to be said when Dirk Nowitzki finally won the championship. He could be like, yes, I did this. It's easy to get a bunch of superstars or really good players together and say, let's build a super team. What say you, Jordan, first?
What am I supposed to say? He said it all for me.
Oh, what say you, Brian Erlinger?
The hell you say? You mean the same Charles Barkley that left Philadelphia and went to Phoenix to be on a super team?
On a super team?
Thunder Dan Marley, Kevin Johnson, Charles Barkley, and I could go on. But I don't have to. You mean the same Charles Barkley that got unhappy in Phoenix and went to Houston? With Scottie Pippen, Clyde Drexler, and Hakeem Olajuwon?
This just in. CBSSports.com.
Wait, what's about to happen?
Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler reportedly want to play together someday.
New York, New York. I've been saying this for the longest time. When are you guys going to listen to me?
What'd you say today, Jimmy Butler? Not happy?
Not happy.
Oh, no! No! Columbia scores in the 92nd minute of extra time. 5 minutes of extra time.
Now that's how you celebrate.
Again, dude. This cup has been ridiculous.
Did you hear my sound?
How many goals have been after time expires?
Oh, wow. I mean, sheesh, it's too many to count at this point.
Wow.
This has been ridiculous.
This has been crazy. All right, so now Kyrie Irving and Jimmy Butler. Win. Let me tell you what I do see about this, though. If I'm the Celtics, I'm not getting... Well, Kyrie already says he's not taking an extension.
He's not taking an extension. They're going to New York. They're going to play in the
Knicks. They're trading for Anthony Davis.
No.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for tuning us in. Please be safe and have a happy 4th of July. We'll see you on Thursday. Got a lot to talk about. The four first games on the Saints schedule. We'll go into those four teams. Brian, enjoy your 4th.
Thank you, sir. Same to you.
Jordan,
same
enjoy
you,
your 4th.
Thank you.
Same
and,
to you, Joey.
Joey, I guess you can enjoy your 4th as well. Don't forget tonight, the Kenny Farrell Show. Still be on the air 6 to 7 o'clock, right here after Matt Muscone and after further review. So don't go anywhere. Be safe. We'll see you on Thursday on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New York.